Jednání prvního místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga s makedonským ministrem zahraničních věcí Antoniem Miloševským. Vás vítám na tiskové konferenci a poprosím o úvodní slovo pana ministra zahraničních věcí.
Tak konečně máme tady na návštěvu můj kolega z Makedonska. Popravdě řečeno, už se známe drahnou řadu let. Já jsem se velice užíval jeho pohostinství na překrásném jezeru Ohrid a mezi tím se setkáváme především v Bruselu, ale i na jiných místech dosti pravidelně, takže tato návštěva je spíše vyvrcholení a potvrzení našich dobrých vztahů, než by nastala velká změna. A já jsem velice rád, že jsme měli jednou pár hodin času se o různých problémech pobavit. Samozřejmě jsme sebou probírali především bilaterální vztahy, které jsou takto velice dobrý. S potěšením jsem zjistil, že obrat mezi Makedonií a Českou republikou se dokonce v době hospodářské krize zvýšil. Máme několik českých firm, které investují v Makedonii a doufám, že budou nadále úspěšní. Tak tomu jsme věnovali dosti času, pač to taky pro samozřejmě Makedonskou republiku je velice důležitý, aby přišlo více investic, aby tato země taky hospodářsky dohnala ostatní země Evropské unie a my doufáme vřele oba, že konečně začne proces přístupový do Evropské unie. Je to země, která samozřejmě do Evropské unie patří. To bych rád docela jasně řekl. Byť víme, je ještě mnoho překážek na této cestě, ale my tedy podporujeme žádost Makedonců, aby se stali rovnoprávními občany Evropské unie. Pak jsme samozřejmě se podívali na celkovou situaci na Balkáně, vyměnili naše zkušenosti, mluvili jsme o budoucím vývoji právě v tom procesu, podívali jsme se na různý vývoj v Evropě, v různých státech a především jsme se samozřejmě bavili o balkánském regionu, o Turecku, kde ovšem můj kolega má větší ještě zkušenosti než já. Takže to byl velice plodný rozhovor a domluvili jsme se, že budeme nadále úzce spolupracovat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am truly glad that I had the opportunity to welcome Minister here at this visit because we've known each other for many years and we meet each other regularly. For instance, we meet a lot in Brussels. So today's visit was more or less a peak of our regular visits and it confirmed our very good relations. We discussed many topics today, among them, of course, bilateral issues. Our bilateral relations are at a very good level. And we also discussed economic topics, and I must say I was very pleased to learn that now during the times of world economic crisis, the turnover between the Czech Republic and the Republic of Macedonia actually increased. And there are many Czech companies that are investing in Macedonia. And this is, of course, very important for the Republic of Macedonia to catch up economically with the rest of the EU countries. And I hope that the accession talks will start going on very soon and that the Republic of Macedonia will join the EU as soon as possible. Of course, there are many obstacles on our way, but let me say that we truly support Macedonia's efforts on their way towards the EU, and we hope that Macedonians will soon become equal European Union citizens. We also discussed this overall situation in the Western Balkans. We shared our experience with this area. We also discussed the situation in some individual countries. For instance, for myself, it was very interesting to listen to the minister regarding Turkey, because, of course, his experience with Turkey is better than mine. And overall, these were very fruitful discussions, and I hope that our cooperation will continue in the future as well.
Thank you very much, dear Minister, dear Carol. I would like to, first of all, express my satisfaction with this official visit, and of course, to underline that I'm very glad that we have signed this document for cooperation of the Czech and Macedonian diplomatic academies, and that will be very beneficial for both Czech and Macedonian diplomats, that they strengthen their relations, but also that they exchange the know-how and learn from each other the more they can. We have had excellent discussions, mostly focused on the bilateral relations. I would like to underline that the political dynamic of the bilateral relations is very good. We have frequent visits in both capitals. Now, the next upcoming visit is the visit of the Macedonian president to the Czech capital. And we have tried to consider the possibilities for increasing the capacity for trade, economic, touristic, and educational exchange and cooperation between the two countries.
Necessary no, to I translate
just
wanted it.
If you, will you have a translation or should I continue?
No, you can go.
Okay. Then just to finish the mind. Second, I would like to express our satisfaction with the strong, vocal, and principled support that the Czech Republic is providing to the Republic of Macedonia regarding the European integration process. Enlargement of the European Union is not the most popular topic within many EU member states, and we are aware about that. But at the same time, therefore, the value of such a credible supporter as the Czech Republic is even greater. In that sense, I have used an opportunity to inform my colleague about the ongoing reforms in Macedonia, particularly the concentration of the reforms of the public administration and the reforms that we are pursuing in respect of the judiciary system. I do believe that these reforms will be the best recommendations for Macedonia within the EU sphere to acquire a stronger support and, of course, create conditions when the country will open accession negotiations according to the recommendation of the European Commission. I have also used this opportunity to give a short briefing to my colleague about the recent Macedonian-Greek dialogue over the imposed name dispute between Greece and Macedonia, and to express our preparedness and willingness that this Macedonian-Greek dialogue continues, hopefully being more productive and more substantial in the coming period. In respect of the region, we have exchanged views about the circumstances and situation in the neighboring region of the Republic of Macedonia. I am glad that both Czech Republic and Macedonia have one substantial common position, that is more stability, more integration, and more economic development for the region of Western Balkans. And the same goes for the overall European politics regarding our region. I will be very glad to answer your questions if there are any. Thank you.
Prosím vaše dotazy. Lidové noviny, prosím.
Dobrý den, Tereza Šupová, Lidové noviny. Good afternoon, Tereza Šupová from Czech Daily, Lidové noviny. I have a question for both ministers. First, Mr. Miloševský. Concerning to the name dispute with Greece, what's new there? How close is the compromise, or if you can tell us something more concrete? And pro pana ministra Schwarzenberga, může v tom sporu týkajícího se jména Makedonie nějak Česká republika pomoci? Bavili jste se i o tom?
Tedy hlavní odpověď předechám kolegovi. Popravdě řečeno, dle mého názoru, je tento spor naprosto zbytný. Nicméně existuje, ale tam se pokouší zprostředkovávat už jiní, především Němec, který je pověřen, pan Němec, to víte, americký to diplomat, který je pověřen Spojenými národy, snaží se v tom Evropská unie. Já popravdě řečeno, asi bych nebyl ideální prostředkovatel, tento spor prožil za naprosto a úplně zbytný, tím stěžuje proces přibližování v Evropě, brzdí rozšířování Evropské unie na západní Balkán a doufám, že přijde co nejdřív k nějakému rozumnému řešení, protože myslím, že jsme se tady do jisté míry dostali do bludného kruhu, a což pro Evropu a pro její pověst na Balkáně, ale všude jinde na světě není zrovna prospěšný.
Well, I would like to say that the Greek-Macedonian dispute is not a new one. It lasts for around 20 years. But what is new in this period, let's say the last 1 year, is the intensity and quality of the Macedonian-Greek dialogue that has been established at the highest prime ministerial level. I think that this is one good precondition for increasing the confidence between Greece and Macedonia, because that is the most important circumstance to be achieved in order the countries and decision makers and the people of both countries to come closer to a certain solution. And I would like to say that we might be closer to some solution if the Greek side is accepting the self-determination, the self-identification right of the Macedonian people, of the Macedonian language, as the part, small part, but important part of the European culture and European family of people. If the Macedonian identity is not denied, but accepted as a reality, I think that that might be one important step that will bring us closer towards a desired bilateral compromise.
Prosím, nějaké další dotazy? Děkuji za vaši přítomnost a přeji hezké odpoledne.